Hey there, nerd. It's about time that you finally showed up to the door. It's nice to see you. Oh, come on. What's with that shy look on your face, huh? Do I have something on my shirt? Whew, thank God. I thought there was sweat on my shirt from how long I've been standing out here. Now, are you gonna invite me in? Or are you just gonna stand there with your mouth wide open? And looking so damn kissable. You're so cute. Well, I'll make myself at home. Oh, shoes on or shoes off? Ah, gotcha. Ooh. So this is what your house looks like, huh? It's nice. I like it. It's got a very homey feeling to it. It's also a lot more spacious than I thought. From the outside, I thought this was gonna be packed to the brim with decorations, but no, it feels a lot like a regular, average home. Is that a Christmas tree? Why do you still have a Christmas tree up? Christmas isn't for another few months, you know. Ah, it's a tradition from Luca. Huh. Well, I expected for you to say that it was because of you, but huh. You learn new things every day, huh? No, it doesn't bother me at all. If he cherishes something like this in your family, then who am I to judge, right? Speaking of which, where is he? The festival at the school? Oh, right. That's today, isn't it? Yeah, I completely forgot. Well, it's not like it would have mattered anyways. I'll always choose hanging out with you over anything school related. Oh, don't be such a sap. I'm not soft or cute, okay? Well, I don't believe that you invited me over so that we could just talk about how your home looks in the living room all day. So, why don't you lead me to your bedroom? Oh, nothing. That laugh had absolutely no intentions behind it. I'm just messing with you. Now, let's get moving, nerd. To the bedroom. Come on, here we go. Nope, I don't know where I'm going, but you're just going to lead me there. Oh yeah, I've been meaning to ask, what's with the sudden invitation over to your house? I don't mean anything negative by it, it's just, ever since the incident with us getting trapped in the lockers, I've been wondering why you suddenly invited me over. You know, especially after I confessed to you out of nowhere. come on, tell me. But if you don't want to say it, then that's fine. Just know that I won't judge you. Alright. Fine. I'll back off. Punk. I just didn't expect for your stairs to be this long. How many flights of stairs is this? Three? I don't hate them. They're just annoying to go up and down from. Especially when you're trying to get a glass of water at 3 a.m. Never mind. Let's just get it over with. Wait. You have one of those. One of those window sitting areas.
Wow, this is so cool.
Come on, this is cool to me, okay? I mean, look at this material. It's so soft. And you can practically see the entire neighborhood. Haha, very funny. So, what are we doing today? You don't know. Judging by the look on your face, it doesn't look like you have nothing in mind. Oh, come on, spill it. I promise I won't judge. Like I keep saying. Yeah. I came here to hang out with you, remember? Anything you want to do, I'll agree. Because that's how good of a person I am. Okay, you can stop with the jokes. Come on, just tell me. Please? For me? There you go. So, you wanted a game? Of course I'm down. I don't know why you were so shy to tell me, but... So, what game are we playing? Nerd? Your face is... Wait, was the reason you were shy to tell me because of the game? Oh, it can't be that bad. Come on, just tell me. Minecraft? Minecraft? No. I'm not making fun of that. I don't play Minecraft. I don't play those types of games in general, but if you want to play them, that's completely fine. It's completely fine. So, this is meant to be some sort of Minecraft date? I don't know. You tell me. If you want this to be a Minecraft date, then let's do it. Again, I don't mind. Besides, I like it when you smile. Especially when that pretty smile is because of me. Alright, come on. Get over here. So you can sit in my lap, of course. What? No, there's no need to get another chair. You can just sit in my lap. Am I reading this wrong? I mean, every time I've heard of people having these gaming dates or whatever, don't they always sit on the other person's lap? Do you want me to sit on your lap? No? Well, if you really don't want to sit on my lap, then I'll just go get a chair. Why didn't you just say so? There's nobody else around here except you and me. There's no need to be so shy. No, I think we should start working on your shyness around me. And I think for our first lesson, why don't you come over here and put yourself on my lap? Oh, come on. I'm not gonna gobble you up. Come on, move faster. There we go. See? That wasn't so hard now, was it? Don't mind me, cutie. You just go and set up that Minecraft game, okay? I think I'll just stay like this for a while. Alright, I just finished laying down all of the wood for the floor. Now, is there somewhere that you wanted us to put our bed? Ooh, I get to choose. I feel honored, nerd. Well, in that case, I think I'll put it here. Oh, I'm not gonna say. You'll just have to see when you come back, huh? You know, this is actually quite fun. Well, yeah, I thought that this was gonna be a bit dull, if you say. You know, just building, collecting, exploring. But with somebody by your side, it makes it a bit more enjoyable. I think you've been mistaken. Anything's more enjoyable whenever I'm with you. Well, since you're out getting materials and stuff, what should I do next? Ooh, setting up the farm. Cool. Yeah, I'll do that. How do I do that exactly? Okay, so we'll need wood. I'm on it. Yeah, ask away. Why did I confess to you at the school that day? I don't know. It was just a heat in the moment kind of thing. Ever since that day when you moved, and I thought that I lost you forever, I couldn't stop thinking about you. I thought that we were going to grow up together. I thought you were always gonna be by my side. But I know that's not how life works, and it proved me right. So when I came here the first day of school, and I saw you, I knew that I had to do whatever it took for you to stay in my life. It was obvious when I first approached you that you didn't remember who I was. And when I saw you again, I panicked. Instead of saying the things that I wanted to say, letting out the words that I wanted you to hear, I ended up making it bad. And so I accidentally became your bully. After a while, I didn't care anymore. I thought that as long as I can keep you in my life, I'll be content with whatever I am to you. You just... shut it. I'm not blushing. I mean, how would you feel if your childhood crush suddenly kissed you on the cheek like that? Well, for your information, I do love him. Well, if you're offering more kisses, then can I have more, please? Yeah, that's plenty. I'll always ask for more kisses from you. Because I don't know when it'll be the last. So I want to savor every single kiss that you give me. Yes, it'll be the same for you too. I'll give you as many kisses as you want. So I hope you like them too. Good. I'm really happy to hear that. And promise me that you won't leave me ever again. No matter what. Even if I have to stay as your bully, I'll do whatever it takes to always be by your side. Yay. I promise to. Now, come on. Let's get back to the game. Hey, do you know how I can chop up this tree faster? It feels like it's taking eternity to get through one log. I have to get a stone axe. How do I do that? Of course, I have to get stone. If only I knew how to do that. Well, I'm sure it's simple, but I don't know. I don't know how to get stone. So, hurry back, okay? Hey, where are you right now? You're in the caves? Oh, I thought that the caves were supposed to be bland and stuff, but that looks quite dangerous. Are you sure you can handle it? Okay. I trust you. Well, I'm pretty much done chopping up this tree, so I think I'm just gonna wait for you to get back. I'm not gonna bother chopping up another one. So, for the meantime, I think I'll just watch you do your own thing. So, tell me a bit about these caves. What kind of things can you find in these caves? Ah, I see. And what about the kinds of enemies that you find in there? I know that there is, like, the zombies and the spiders and the skeletons, I think. I see. I do care. I can see that you really enjoy Minecraft, so I suppose I should get to know the game a bit better. Especially since I have a feeling you're gonna ask me to play again. Hey, you want to know something? Your body, it feels so nice under my arms. Yes, I'm telling the truth. I mean, look. Can you feel that? My hands fit around your hips so nicely. Why are you so squeamish? Are you enjoying this a lot more than you thought you would? No. I'm not sure I quite believe you, nerd. I think that we should put that little theory to the test. Remember, if there's anything I do that you don't like, just let me know, alright? Now then, why don't we start with... Here, my hands slowly making its way up your shirt. God, your skin's so soft. For a nerd, that is. How are you feeling? Is this okay? It is. I'm glad. Okay. I'll just make my way up now. Does this feel good? I'm glad. Just keep focusing on your game. I'll make sure to make you feel good. Okay? Good boy. You're already squirming so much in your seat. Just relax, baby boy. And let yourself feel everything that I'm doing to you. Like, for starters, my hands underneath your shirt, caressing your body up and down. Does it feel nice, baby? My warm hands touching your skin. Yeah? How does it feel, baby? Feels nice. I'm glad to hear. And what if I move my hands up, up to your chest. Start playing with your body. How would that feel? You're feeling so much pleasure, you can't even answer me. Fuck. Oh, baby, I have to stop. We wouldn't want you to get too excited now so quickly. Oh, don't worry. I'll play with you in other ways. Now, why don't you tell me what you want me to do to you? Oh, so tongue-tied. You were so bold to invite me over to your house, but you can't even tell me what you want, baby. Then, I'll give you some time to think about it. While I keep kissing your neck. Okay, baby boy? You're burning up, baby. Does that mean you finally thought of something you want me to do to you? Does that mean you can't tell me, nerd? Or does that mean you're too shy to tell me? Take your time telling me, baby. I'll be here for as long as you want me to. There we go. You want me to play with you down there, huh? My baby boy is getting so bold. Well, whatever you want. I'm here to make it happen for you. So, let me just move my hands down over your pants, which it looks like it's already quite excited for me. Were you imagining this, baby? Were you imagining me touching you here? Bringing you all sorts of mind-blowing pleasure? Look at yourself. Such a mess for me already. Just the sound of my voice. And the touch of my hand already has you such a whimpering mess. Such a beautiful sound to my ears, baby boy. Do you like this, nerd? The thought of you sitting here being at the complete mercy of my hands. Doesn't matter what you answer, though. Your face tells me everything I need to know. Well, I believe I've been taking the initiative for everything so far. So, why don't you undress yourself for me, nerd? Now you know what I mean. take off your pants for me. If you want me to do more to you, that is. Oh, what now? Are you going to tell me that you don't even know how to undress yourself? Or is it that you want me to undress you, huh? Oh, you're so cute, baby. Well, let's get these pants off of you then, shall we? Oh. What cute boxers you have, nerd. Just look at yourself, already straining against the fabric. How does it feel if I put my hand on it and... ooh, slowly stroke it up and down. You're already throbbing for me, baby boy. Does it feel good? Fuck. You're so cute. You don't know how badly I wanna take you right on my lap, baby boy. Fuck. The voices. And the face that you make. It's so adorable. It's so adorable that it's sexy. Why don't we get these boxers off of you now, okay? Does it seem like I'm kind of freaking out a little bit? Sorry. I've been imagining this for who knows how long, and now we're finally doing it. We're not doing it, but. You know what I'm talking about. Sorry, I probably shouldn't be freaking out like this, huh, nerd? Okay, let's get these boxes off of you. Ooh. Yeah, did that feel good? Yeah, I bet it did. Your cock standing up to attention. And you're leaking a little. I wonder how it would feel for you if I smeared it all over the tip of your head. Ooh. Your body liked that one, didn't it? Just let yourself go, baby boy. Let me stroke you. Yeah, I bet it feels good. Keep moaning, baby. Keep moaning for me. You sound so adorable. So fucking adorable. Baby, give me a kiss. Come on. Yeah, I bet it feels so good, baby boy. Oh God, you're shaking so much. Oh. I bet you haven't felt anything like this before, yeah? Tell me, have you ever had another boy stroke you like this? Another boy make you feel this good? No? So I'm the first one to make you feel like this. Oh, fuck. God. You don't know how fucking good that makes me feel. Fuck, baby. I'm gonna go faster, okay? Yeah. Tell me when you want to come, okay? I want you to beg for it. And I'll let you, because you've been such a good boy for me, right? Are you my good boy? Yeah? Tell me you're my good boy. Oh, fuck. Good boy. Such a good boy. You're my good boy. Fuck, you're my good boy. Yeah, you're close, baby. I can feel it. I can feel it in your cock. You're straining against me so badly. And you're leaking so much. Do you think you deserve to come, baby boy? Yeah? You've been such a good boy for me. So I'll let you come, okay? Yeah. Go ahead, baby. Come. Come for me. Yeah. Come for me. Come for me. Yeah. Oh, such a good boy. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh. Yeah, let it all out, baby. Let it all out. God. Oh, look at it. Look at it. Oh. There's so much of it spilling on your tummy. Let me just smear it. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. For a nerd, I didn't think you would spill this much. Just breathe, baby. Just breathe for me, okay? Yeah. Coming down from that post, come high. Must be exhilarating, huh? You did so good for me, baby. I'm so proud of you. Look at it. Look how much you came on yourself. Yeah, you can't believe it either. Well, you can color me impressed. You even surprised me with how much you spilled. Well, this has been one hell of a day, don't you think? Oh, well, I'm sure not every date turns out like this, but I'm certainly glad this one did. Don't you agree? No, did it seem like I was a bit too into it, huh? You think so? Well, I just really enjoyed seeing you in so much pleasure. That's it. I guess you could say, seeing you in such a state as this really got me into it too. So trust me, I really enjoyed myself as well. Now, Come on, nerd. Let's get you cleaned up, okay? We don't want all this cum to dry on you, so... Come on. Oh, stop complaining. It'll be much faster if I just carry you to the bathroom. Cause, trust me, you're still shaking, baby boy. I was right. You do make the cutest noises. Okay, okay. I'm sorry for smacking your ass, okay? Okay.